Researchers have long suspected patients with a traumatic brain injury continue to sustain damage days after the initial impact. Now they have some initial proof and the sound to go with it. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
This is an audio recording inside the brain. It's sped up 44 times the normal rate. And it comes from an unconscious patient at Cincinnati's University Hospital who suffered a traumatic brain injury. The family allowed scientists to place electrodes directly on the brain. The crackling is normal as the brain sends electrical signals to the rest of the body, but at times there is silence. Dr. Jed Harding says the brain is short-circuiting, and waves of so-called brain tsunamis cause complete loss of function. In this recording, the brain crackles back, but then goes silent two more times in an hour and a half. He has published a paper on these killer waves in the British journal Lancet Neurology. In a small study with less than 100 patients, researchers at UC and at King's College in London found the killer waves cause additional damage. Those who have had them were more likely to die or end up in a vegetative state. Harding says this gives the medical world a glimpse into what is happening inside the brains of many other people, like stroke patients.
This is happening all the world over in thousands of patients right now, and no one knows about it. We've published a handful of studies, but the potential for this to really grow and the worldwide application and the very broad application, not just to migraine but to stroke and brain injury, that's what's astounding to me. And that's why I really, when I saw that first patient recording, I refocused. I knew the future of my career.
Harding wants to find out what triggers the brain tsunamis, or spreading depolarizations as they're called, and how to stop them. In the study, just over half of patients experience them.
Just like when you throw a rock in a pond, you'll see ripples propagate out. The same thing happens when there's a focal area of injury or some area of dysfunction that causes one of these events to occur. They will spread across the gray matter, across the cerebral cortex like a wave.
The episodes are also far more frequent than Harding suspected. Patients had dozens, if not 100 of them, in just a couple of days. You know those billboards that say time is brain? Here's why.
After you experience a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, a lot of the initial damage is irreversible, but a lot of continued damage continues to occur over the course of days to weeks after the injury. And so that's our goal of intensive care, is to limit that damage. But we have to understand what's happening in order to be able to do that.
This side is a 12-bed unit. We have another 20 beds on the other side.
Neurologist Dr. Lori Sutter walks the ICU unit at University Hospital and is keeping close tabs on Harding's research. Right now, she doesn't have a good way to monitor brain tsunamis because the devices are invasive.
I have to actually drill a hole in the head and insert probes down into the brain. Number two, it's regional. The only place I can really pick up information is directly right where that probe is.
Sutter and others may be helped by a new smart catheter being developed at UC's Department of Engineering. Dr. Chun Ong stands outside a clean room and talks about his lab on a tube.
So totally new idea, right?
Ong is ready to test this device. It's kind of like a miniature straw. It's cut into a ribbon and rotated spirally to make an enclosed catheter. The sensors are on the outside edge, and it can be used simultaneously to drain fluid and take brain measurements. The topic of spreading depolarizations is of great interest to the military. It's dealing with lots of head injuries from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The rest of the world is also watching. Harding's recently traveled to Iran to lecture about it. He says the brain is like a black box, and the process of spreading depolarizations gives a window into that box. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.